We would like to speak to you about the variety of things that you are able to feel in a day and how to handle that without any self-judgment. This is a peculiar lesson, but it is one that you need to be able to fully be who you are. You see, if you bought into, and of course you did, the patriarchal view of woman, then you know the narrow range of things that you can feel and still be a good woman. You know what those are. And you know that none of them are anger or upset or revulsion of anything or disappointment or depression. None of those go in that box. And so you are actually taught to grow up limiting the way you feel. And when a real feeling came, if you checked it against the box and it was not in the box, then it was a bad feeling. And this is one of the things now that we are finally cleaning up. It is almost as though we all have big pink mops and we're going to go through this and get it all cleaned up. Within a moment, you can feel anger, you can feel ecstasy, you can feel sadness, you can feel hope. All of those feelings are in your range, and they can be felt in a short period of time, and they do not mean that you are mentally ill, which is sad. We are sad to say this, but we see in some forms of therapy that that is the thing being expressed, that if you're, we heard someone say this the other day, your feelings are all over the place. And it was spoken as a bad thing, as though it should not be that way. You should be having your feelings here. You should not be having your feelings here. You should be having your feelings wherever your feelings are going to go. And it is safe to do that as long as you do not judge those feelings. As long as you do not compare them with the setup that you have been given in the box. That is when you get into trouble. Now, of course, we are certainly aware that we like some feelings better than others. Very few of us really enjoy depression. Occasionally you will find someone who does, but most of us do not enjoy depression. We would rather not stay in that place for long. But we want to talk a bit about depression for one very good reason. Depression is a mirror. It shows you something that you need to see about what is influencing you, about what you believe, about what you may have been taught. And again, even then, even when we are using depression as a mirror, we must never judge what we see in that mirror. It must never mean that if we were more whole, we would not be seeing what we see. That is absurd. Our range of seeing and feeling is enormous, and we want to have more of it as we mature. Now, that is a little different than what you see in the young, where depression, they're not quite old enough to know how to manage depression, so it becomes a state that is with them and afflicts not only them but those around them. So we are separating a mature depression from a 16-year-old depression, which, quite frankly, no one should be around for very long. So when we understand this, and we understand that that is actually the gift of depression, it is a mirror. It is showing you what you believe. It is showing you why you feel what you feel. It is showing you your judgment. Depression always shows you your judgment. And so if you are willing to sit with it without judging it and say, All right. Not my favorite lesson. This is not my favorite lesson, but I'm willing to see what you are here to tell me. Then you can gather in all of that information that depression will give you. And as soon as you see what you need to see about it, the power of it is diminished. It does not mean that you will never feel depression again, but it means you have so much more information about it. And that is quite a beautiful thing, because life is going to provide that at one point or another. And so we want you to understand that even with the emotions that have been made unworthy in the box or bad in the box, you were being stolen from even about that. Because whatever those feelings were, they had things to teach you. They had things to teach you. We could probably do a whole series on those emotions. The judgment one is particularly interesting. When you are feeling judgment, oh, what a mirror. It will tell you so many things. And now we're going to go to the other side of that, which, interestingly enough, is also challenging. And that is joy. So we have joy. How long do we hold it? Just for a little bit. Why? Because there is no permission for joy. And what can we learn from having no permission from joy? When joy is the mirror, it's something that someone else is supposed to have. Or it's something that you have not worked hard enough to deserve. We want to say those horrible words once more. You have not worked hard enough to deserve joy. The lie of the century, the lie of many centuries. You do not have joy because you have worked hard to have it. Joy is not received that way. Joy is a gift of the heart released. And that is something that we all want, and that is good for us all, and that we can have quite a lot of. Because when you take the joy away from the deserving, then it flows freely through you, and you have a lot of it. Now, there are, of course, many things that go with this lesson that are perfectly fascinating, but we want to just talk about the two ends tonight and have a discussion about them in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. And our blessings to all of you who are healing in every possible way. We send you our healing, and we are proud of you. So in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Breathe easily and deeply. Feel that you are in the mystery and that you are becoming peaceful in the mystery. And it is no longer a place of fear. It is a place of excitement and joy and magic. And in the energy of the mystery comes the blessing of peace. And the peace fills you and makes you able to truly be where you are, to truly love what you really love, to truly forgive what you need to forgive, to truly create what you're here to create. Bring this beautiful energy to your heart center and feel the beauty and the power and the wisdom of your own heart. And drink from the water that flows in your heart. And see that a path becomes illuminated. And walk toward that path, step on that path, and let everything else go as the path takes you upward, higher, higher, and the air fills with love and with blessing and with all that you need. And feel that you're brought to the place of gratitude. And let the energy of this place open you so that you can not only feel gratitude for all that is around you, all that is yours, all that you are creating, but it lets you release all judgment about any of those things. Feel it falling through the bottom of this place so that you're left with the joy of your gratitude. Now step back on the path again. And let the path move you upward and feel the gifts in the air all around you that you are breathing. And feel that you're brought to the place of personal definition. And in this place, allow yourself to know who you really are and to love who you really are. And feel how many doors that opens around you and how that moves into the world. And how it makes you better able to become the more that you already are. You know, and you are known. You love, and you are loved. And feel the path move you upward again until you come to the place of the gift. Resting your mind, know your gift. And know that your teacher is here with you. Watching you, caring for you, proud of your steps, never but a breath away. So you are never alone on your path. Now receive your teacher's blessing. And thank your teacher for being with you. And know that the air is full of the roses of the mother's love. As well as all the other blessings. And turn and walk back down the path. Knowing how much goodness has been provided for you. Come into your heart center. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.